Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is another solo rip with me, Jake, and today I'm going to talk about the strange process of being a podcaster and some of the feedback that I've been getting recently that is the spark, or it's like what fans the flame of inspiration. Like, why are you doing this, Jake? And it's an incredibly important question to obviously answer, but I realize more and more that I am the master of my own time and I create my own reality. Now, to some people, those two things might sound crazy, but I'll delve into what I mean in more detail. What's incredibly important to emphasize here is I love the phrase action leads to clarity. And my initial response, like, why am I doing this podcast, is because I just know in my deepest of deep instinct and gut that this is what I'm going to do for the next 20 years. And it's something that I really, really enjoy, like listening and learning from people, but also speaking myself and getting my head around a concept and eloquently, but also simply re-describing what that thing is. And what I do today is going to compound over time. And if the ultimate goal is to hit the apex of your skill set in your mid-50s, which is a much more similar kind of trajectory profile that you might see from traditions of Eastern philosophy, you actually have 20 years to get there. It's like, okay, well, how do I do that? Well, you compound over time different skills that are needed in order to become that future person. And the skill I currently bring to a conversation to orchestrate a valuable piece of time for not just the guest, but also the audience member and myself as the host, is only getting better and better and better. And my team, Pat and Michael, shout out to both those guys that have been absolutely instrumental in getting me this far the last 6 months. They will often give feedback about certain things they did well or not so well. And I also feel when a conversation, a really good conversation, or maybe not quite so on the money. And the interesting part is how do you know that you're making progress? How do you know that you're going in the right direction? And there are lots of metrics you can look at. Obviously, it's like, are you creating any revenue? So are people paying you for this? If you're not, what's it costing you and how much are you investing? Not just in your own capital, but also your time. But a very, very simple mechanism for feedback is people contacting me. And it can be done in various different ways, whether it's like a public post or it can be done privately with an email or a DM. I'm just going to run you through a couple of messages that I received from people recently that have really impacted me. I mean, literally, this is stuff that has come to me in the last, like, you know, two weeks or 10 days or so, where I'm like, oh, that is why I do this. It really fills me with absolute purpose, passion, inspiration, that this process of hosting conversations, telling stories, digging into different subjects, not being scared to approach certain topics, it's very, very valuable to people. And ultimately, it helps drive their decision making. And they're investing their time in you because they believe that they can make better decisions as a result of that investment. And shout out to all the incredible people that I have listened to over the years, because there's no doubt that the value they've given me through the insights I've gained from the conversations they've hosted or been guests on have helped me make my decisions better. And my life is wealthier than it's ever been before. And that's an incredible thing to witness. So I'm just going to share my screen. The first one I'm going to drop onto here is Miles. Now, shout out to Miles. He actually came on my podcast very recently. And the episode was released on Monday. So it's Monday, the 21st July, as I record. This will be published on Wednesday. So Miles's episode was published just 2 days ago, as and when this is now live. And go and listen to it, because it's an awesome story. But it was, I think, probably the second time ever that I got an extraordinary piece of positive feedback for what Bitcoin with Jake was as a podcast. And the first one was at a bar in Sydney during a Bitcoin Alive. And I was speaking with my friend Andrew, and his buddy was with him. And he's like, no, I've listened to every single episode of Bitcoin with Jake. And I was like, what do you mean? And I'd produced 80 of them. I just assumed that some people dropped in and out of each episode. They didn't really listen to the whole thing, and they certainly didn't get through every single one. He's like, no, I listened to every single one. You're like, whoa, that's massive. And so when I'm talking with Miles, he's like, no, Jake, your podcast was as impactful to me as some of the biggest names in the space. And I'm like, wow, I had no idea. What do you mean? Like, were you listening all the time, or when was it? It's like he and as it turns out, he was running his own plumbing business. And so he was on the tools 3 days a week, in the office 2 days a week. And when he was on the tools, he was listening to Bitcoin podcasts, including mine, trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to forge a way forwards in this world that is going to be more efficient, more optimal, better for me and my family? How can I live the best life possible? And he was listening to Bitcoin with Jake. Absolutely incredible piece of feedback. And we've then gone on to have a conversation about some of the other investing he's doing. Long story short, sold his business and is now heavily considering also selling some of his investment property to buy more Bitcoin with. But I just pulled up a tweet here that I sent out. So I was just so like, I mean, shout out to Miles. Miles, you're a legend, mate. Thank you for coming on and thank you for telling this story. It filled me with such a sense of satisfaction, and I'd really helped change someone's life for the better through sharing my own journey and not missing the ups and the downs. Like, this whole investment journey for me started in, of course, for those of you that listen regularly, the most traumatic of ways, in that my father died. Boom, out of the blue, gone. January the 1st, 2009, heart attack. And from that moment onwards, the different situations I found myself in, I had to become an investor. And long story short, buy Bitcoin. And that's another episode entirely. But you know, I popped out this tweet being like, cool, so inspiring speaking with Miles. And he said, it's no understatement to say that your content has had a profound impact on my life and Bitcoin stack. Love chatting so much, could have carried on. Well, yeah, Miles, straight back at you, mate, and absolutely awesome. The point of sharing these things is, when you put a podcast out in the world, you're publishing it on your RSS feed, which spreads it to iTunes and Spotify and Fountain and wherever else it might go. And you're also, you know, publishing on Rumble or YouTube or wherever you choose to put this stuff out there. And what you get back is sometimes a comment, maybe some likes, maybe some shares, maybe some views, some downloads, some streams, whatever the analytics platform is able to spit back at you. But it's not a person. It's not a story. It's not a set of decision making. It's not a net worth. You don't get that kind of feedback. And it's only through an audience member actively telling you what happened that you start to learn these things. And you're just like, whoa. And I said the same thing to Miles. I think of podcasting as, and just content creation in general, it's kind of like leaving digital breadcrumbs. And so people pick up these little information packets from different parts of the internet until they, A, start to build a picture of who you are, but B, how can I learn from them? And C, what decisions can I go and make as a result? It's absolutely crazy. Like, Miles is a brilliant example of the impact that my podcasting journey has actually had on someone's life. And I didn't even know about it. I had no idea until we had the podcast. Okay, moving on now, and shout out to Miles, great episode, go listen to it. Another here, and this is a public post, so Ditch Gravy. Shout out to Ditch Gravy, wherever you are. Many thanks for sharing this thoughtful post. Firstly, thanks so much for this thoughtful post, and to Jake Winter, to bring it to my attention. So he is sharing an article in relation to capital gains tax on your Bitcoin if you send your Bitcoin to a centralized leverage player. So someone like, in his case, Ledin. And I had been talking on previous episodes, for anyone that listened, about basically you've got to be incredibly careful when you're taking leverage against your Bitcoin. If the Bitcoin is considered to have changed beneficial ownership, then that is also considered a capital disposal by the tax man, and therefore you just incurred a tax bill. Fuck. And as this guy is pointing out, he then looks into the fine print for his Ledin position and the loan he has with them. And it's sitting right there. Borrower acknowledges and agrees that full legal and beneficial ownership of the collateral will transfer to the lender when the borrower transfers such collateral to the collateral wallet. Like, quote unquote. Now, on the one hand, like, shit, Ditchgrave is in a bit of hot water there. But on the other, it's an opportunity to grow and learn from the mistake and to become a more sophisticated investor. And I absolutely believe that your biggest losses are your biggest lessons. And if I hadn't completely fucked it up a number of times, I wouldn't have been able to see what was actually valuable. But the point here is I'm out there collecting information from the internet that I find interesting and then resharing it in a way that's suitable to myself or relevant to myself. And he's picked it up. And I'm assuming this is a guy, Ditchgrave. We talked about also having kids and shit, so I'm pretty sure it is. But this is just such an interesting piece of feedback. It's like, okay, thank you, first of all, for sharing this information, bringing it to my attention, and then now highlighting how I need to go and make a series of decisions. Now, does he actually even bother to do anything about this at all? How big is the position versus his net wealth? I don't know. And that's not the point of the story here. The point of the story here is this extraordinary situation we now found ourselves in, where the digital world exists to such an extent that we can collect information from anywhere we so choose, but it's then a question of what do we do with it? And that's why I think, you know, just to pump Nosta for a second, it's so obvious to me that the ability for AI in particular to now create extraordinarily high quality content without any physical person being in a room, such that you don't even know if it's real, and therefore having a cost attached with posting a note, i.e. it has to come from a specific NPUB NSET combination, is going to be extraordinarily valuable. Where we get our information from needs to be something that we can trust. And so this blend of cryptographic keys in order to actually post anything, plus then a web of trust. So you've only got other people following you that would bother to follow you if they trusted you. I think it's a very, very powerful way of communicating online. That is an aside, however, to the general theme of this episode, which is I'm just so beyond grateful to this kind of feedback because, again, it absolutely inspires me to carry on. Now, next, I'm going to go to a private email here, and I'm not going to share their name because it's a private message. Hey, Jake, I'm just reaching out to say hi and to let you know I've recently been put onto your podcast channel, Nosta, and I've got to say I'm really, really enjoying the content. I listen to a lot of Bitcoin-related content for many years now, all the big names plus others, and it's all interesting. But sometimes I still feel like there's something more I'm hoping to get from it all, something more than just number go up or death of fiat or leveraged treasury plays. Your podcast is the first one I've come across that feels like it's pointing in the direction of where I'm wanting to go, to allocate more energy and thought. It's not pure money and financial blah blah. There is a search for meaning behind your inquiries and in your conversations, and it is really refreshing and resonates something with me. But the investment thinking is fantastic also. A lot of it touches on things I'm going through and thinking over. And then he just goes on to mention the person that put him in touch with me and why he wanted to reach out. Thank you, David. If you're listening to this, it's a really, really beautiful message you sent me, and I really, really appreciate it. Again, you just don't know what your content's actually doing. And in fact, right here, right now, I'm having a bit of a moment when it comes to Nosta itself. Like, I wonder if we could use Nosta key pairs in such a way that you could give the owner of them the ability to share more information about who they are and what value the information they received had to them, and then what the decision-making process happened after did. Yeah, it would be interesting, wouldn't it? There's even more feedback, but it's done in a way that the key pair decides what gets shared or not, rather than, you know, all of the different geographic, age, sex, and data farming that goes on with the status quo social media platforms. Yeah, interesting. Anyway, to get back to David's email, it's really freaking cool. You can feel how he has slipped into, in a way, it is a slipstream, isn't it? A podcast series. It's like, it's one, if it's a single host, it's their search or their quest or their journey for wisdom, knowledge, expertise, connection, community, whatever it might be. But you're able to just basically jump in behind them and just listen to what they're going through. And it can really, really resonate. And this is just a great example. So like, David, I really appreciate the email. Thank you so much for your attention. And the final one I'm going to go to here, a DM via Nosta from someone I'd not met before. Hi, Jake. Just wanted to reach out and say, I love the work you're doing and encourage you. Your story and the journey you're on really resonates with me. Your attitude and heart that comes out in your work of stewarding your inheritance is a real testament to your character. I'm looking at Minotaur Trading Systems and wanted to let you know, I let them know that you are the social proof that initiated me reaching out because of the respect I have for you. Don't worry, trust but verify. Anyway, I hope that holds in some kind of commission to you and look forward to watching and learning from your journey. Now, the reason to share this is, of course, not to pump my bags and try and earn commission on a kind of affiliate marketing, but just more just the idea that I'm getting these messages on almost, it's not daily, but at least once a week, I'll get something come through where it's like, whoa, you know what? That's exactly what it was designed to do. And that is market feedback. And that's the resonance for the vibration that you're putting out. Like, people feel it. And they're like, yeah, that makes sense for me. I'm going to move forwards. And that's why I'm very, very, very conscious of how I grow my podcast over the months and years to come. Because although it seems like a no-brainer to sell advertising in some way, I could without a doubt say to any top brand, I will give you exposure in exchange for Bitcoin or, you know, fiat dollars, however we design the sponsorship contract. And you can have a readout in the middle of an episode, and you could have a banner in the bottom of a YouTube video, and you can have a closing frame on a short, and you can be in my bio on my, you know, social media pages, and all this exposure that you could sell someone. But I want to know that I'm doing it for the right reasons, and I want to know that I'm doing it with people that have the right connections to myself. And at the end of the day, this is just for me, and this is something I'm very, very clear on. I find these people interesting, and I find their stories interesting, and I can learn from them as a result. And it's just an incredibly powerful process. Maybe an affiliate marketing process is better in terms of an alignment with the audience, because people then can choose, you know, will I go off and use these products and services? Anyway, that's a strategy question that I have to answer for the future of how I grow this thing. But the moral of this story is, what an amazing experience to be having, where I can be sat, focused on what I want to do, focused on what I find interesting, meet people all over the globe with fascinating stories, help them share that story, learn from that story myself, help myself make better decisions, help them make better decisions, help the audience make better decisions. And then I get messages from people saying, by the way, that was awesome. Or by the way, that wasn't so awesome. Or whatever the case might be. And it's like, that's incredibly powerful stuff. That it's what gives me the fuel for the fight. It's what makes me the most pumped about actually carrying on. And knowing that you're on the right track. My computer died. I didn't bothered to put a laptop charger in at the start. And typically it's now taken me longer than it would have done had I just put the charger in at the start anyway. But to carry on with where I was at, what an extraordinary thing for me to be able to do with my time. So I'm focused on what I want to do, which is build a podcast. I get to talk to interesting people, people that I vet, people that I research, people that I want to talk to. And what I find interesting, other people are finding interesting too. And I think that's the key here. It's not a case of, oh, let's go out to the marketplace and find out what are all the problems people are facing today. Okay, what's a really acute problem that that person's got? Okay, if I create a solution, then maybe I can make money off that person by selling them a solution. I love that from a kind of highly designed entrepreneur process. But at the same time, it's like, what is your calling? What is your craft? What is the thing that you're going to do better than anyone else in the world? And for me, I know that podcasting is a big, big part of that. I want to be able to orchestrate absolutely world-class conversations. Now, how do you get to that point? Well, you've got to get the reps in. You've got to keep going and going and going and going. And that's why this is a multi-decade project for me. So I'm going to do this in some format for a long, long, long time. Now, the cool part, like referencing Miles, for example, is not just am I helping the guest tell their story, not only learning from them myself so I can improve my decision making, but the audience members can listen, gain value, and then make better decisions themselves. And that's why these messages that I get back are so cool. Because it's like, not just you adding value to people, but it's the decision-making that they're able to confidently make as a result of listening to good content that drives such value in their own life. But like in Miles's case, he sold his business, he's traveling with his wife and kids, he's homeschooling, he's sitting on an asset pile of other assets that he's owned and built. And he's like, you know what? I might buy more Bitcoin. You're like, wow. Miles in 4 years from now is going to be absolutely crushing it if he goes through that process in a way that, like, he already is, but his balance sheet will be such that he's like, I couldn't have even dreamt of that. He'll be able to wind back to that time. It's like, I was listening to a Bitcoin with Jake episode, fixing someone's sink. And there I was 6, 7, 8 years later. And I knew I never had to work for anyone else ever again. It's like, wow, that's real shift that he is responsible for, not me. I didn't do that for him. He did it for himself. But by sharing some of these insights, like these are messages that I'm receiving, which give proof of people, A, getting value, but then B, what they do with it. And that's incredibly inspiring for me. With that all said and done, like, I couldn't be more grateful for everyone that's part of this process and part of this journey. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you very much for spending time with me. Always reach out if you have any questions whatsoever. hi@jakewoodhouse.io. And look, I'm so pumped to receive messages like this. I can't wait to do it to a ton more people, ton more episodes about whatever subjects we're going to find interesting at the time. Just sending out amazing vibes to the world. Thank you so much for your time.